Dallas Ferguson with us via the Paul Bunyan Communications Hotline. Dallas, thanks for your time tonight. We certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
With the hot starts that both you and Anchorage had, what's the fan base in Alaska feeling right now?
Well, I think everyone's excited. I mean, we're fortunate to be in a good hockey market where people, you know, love hockey and love Nanuk hockey. So obviously everyone was excited for the season to happen. But at the same time, you get some wins early like that, everybody's excited to see more. So we're just obviously on a two-week road trip right now and just kind of working our way through it and getting ready, obviously, to start this WCHA play and keep her going.
Well, you've won your first five games out of the chute. What was going well for you?
I think we're just getting contributions from everybody. I don't know if it was the same people every night, but everybody was finding a way to make a difference in the games. And, you know, it's kind of funny how the game works out. But, you know, we played Friday night in Kalamazoo, and we won 1-0 and didn't think that we probably played our best game, and but still found a way to get a win. And then the next night we play a much more organized game and probably played a way better game and maybe deserved a better fate, but then you don't win. So, but yeah, it's just kind of, they all balance out throughout the course of the season and just kind of keep it going.
From the WCHA standpoint, how important is the start that the league has had this year?
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, I think that, you know, when we're in the grind every day to day last year, you could really appreciate how strong the league was and how good everybody, you know, how hard it was to get points. And I think it was obviously non-conference plays a big factor into, you know, the end of the season when you're trying to, you know, not only get through your league championship, but the NCAA tournament. And I think it's great for our league to represent well and certainly get the season started the right way.
You mentioned the contributions that you've had both on the scoreboard and not, but how much has a very, very balanced scoring attack led into your record right now?
You know, last year we had, you know, two real good offensive players up front that led us and put up big numbers. So I think going into this season it was like, you know, who's going to fill that void and make up some of that ground? And, you know, the obvious thing is you have some guys returning and, you know, that have been producers, and then you have some guys that are returning that need to be producers, and then you have some incoming guys that you hope are producers. So, you know, we're kind of you know, again, put some goals up there in our two tournaments, but you know, we got to continue to find ways to manufacture scoring. And you know, it's going to get even tougher this weekend and moving forward in our league play because everyone defends so well and you know, plays a real organized game. So it's you know, scoring is important. Keeping them out of your net is just as important. So, you know, we're trying to focus in on both sides of that.
Well, since playing in Kalamazoo, you guys stayed in Minnesota practicing down in the Twin Cities. That's not out of the norm for your team, is it?
No, we usually, like, come down on a Wednesday and leave on a Sunday and, you know, miss 3 days of school. But the way that our schedule worked out this year, you know, we needed to, you know, make up a non-conference series, so the only really time to do it was on a back-to-back, or create a back-to-back weekend. And so we ended up, you know, busing over here Sunday, and we're up in Blaine practicing, training, and just kind of going through our routine.
What's been your impression of Bemidji State so far this season?
You know, they've got off to a good start as well, and, you know, I think looking at their games this weekend, the little bit that I've watched, I mean, they're certainly, when you're playing, get into games that are that tight, I mean, there's usually a little something small or something little that makes the difference. And, you know, from our standpoint, I mean, we, you know, you can see they're, you know, a good hockey team. And, you know, when we played them last year, both times, either in Fairbanks and in Bemidji, I thought they were good series. And, you know, we need to be prepared, and we'll have our hands full here. So we, you know, again, just kind of getting our practice week started here, and our preparation for them is, you know, probably a lot more just expecting, you know, to play a fast game and play a hard game. And, you know, if we're not ready to do that, we're not going to be successful.
Tell us, who are your best players right now?
Well, I think that, you know, up front, I think Garrett Perry and Tyler Morley have been real strong for us, which they were last year. And I think that on the back end, we probably are captain Colton Pareko and Josh Atkinson and Trevor Campbell are probably the three guys that we need to lead back there. We, you know, lost Michael Quinn, and who was a top defenseman for us last year, and then we had a returning sophomore that Justin Woods, who was diagnosed with cancer, and is not going to be able to play this season. So he was a top four defenseman as well. So, you know, we need those guys to lead for us. We got some young guys back there that are growing every day. But, that's our core right there. I think those guys, on and off the ice, are our leaders and guys that kind of stir the drink for us, if you will.
Well, Bemidji State fans haven't seen the Nanooks for almost a year. You've been in Fairbanks now for a decade almost. How would you categorize your style of play?
We try and play a good, honest game. I mean, I think that before anything, we've got to make sure our competitiveness is where it needs to be in our work ethic. And, you know, I think anyone will tell you that if you have that in your game, you're going to have a good chance to be successful. And then I think you got to incorporate, some things offensively and the right personnel to be able to, create some plays. But for us, it's a pace game. We like to work hard and compete hard and, work from our net out. And I think that's, not too elaborate of a game plan. It's just a good, honest game, and try and play a 200-foot game. And, probably the biggest thing we're focusing in on is just making sure we're not beating ourselves and keeping the game in front of us. And, I think if we do that again, we're a pretty good hockey team. So, just focusing in on what we need to do and getting better every day has really been our process.
Dallas, thanks for your time. Safe travels to Bemidji, and we'll see you this weekend.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks for having me.